AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. In Baltimore, Freddie Gray's funeral is beginning this hour. A woman identified as his mother approached his coffin this morning, sobbed, and dropped to her knees. Gray, a 25-year-old black man, suffered spinal injuries while in the custody of Baltimore police. They say he was arrested after he made eye contact with officers and ran away, but they haven't explained how he was injured. Not far away in Washington, Loretta Lynch is being sworn in this hour as the nation's first black woman attorney general. The world is stepping up to help Nepal this morning after that massive earthquake killed more than 4,000 people, we're now learning. A health group based here in the U.S. is sending antibiotics, wound care equipment, and emergency health kits. Robin Pandey's family is camping outside in Nepal because they're afraid of the many aftershocks.
They are scared. They don't know what's going to happen. You know, it's the tremors, the aftershocks, they're getting every other hour, you know.
He lives in New York, and he says he's keeping in touch with his family. Truck drivers who haul goods from Los Angeles and Long Beach, the nation's busiest port complex in Southern California, are striking in a dispute over pay. Drivers from four companies have walked off the job this morning, though it's not clear at the moment exactly how many drivers are striking. The National Weather Service says it's gotten reports of tornadoes last night in northern Texas. One tornado was reported in Johnson County, where TV footage shows downed trees, debris, and an overturned semi on a road. The local sheriff's office says the extent of the damage isn't clear yet. This is AP Radio News. Tomorrow, the Supreme Court hears arguments on gay marriage. Do gay couples have a constitutional right to marry? And must states recognize same-sex marriages from elsewhere? Our Mark Sherman covers the court and says a lot of people are going to be watching one justice in particular.
I think the thing that they will be listening for is what Justice Anthony Kennedy is saying. He was the author of all three prior pro-gay rights decisions at the court. And presumably will control the decisive vote this time around.
And we are learning this morning that the High Court will also decide a case that Google and Facebook are watching closely. It has to do with websites that collect your personal data and put it online. Can they be sued if they get it wrong? The case is being brought by a Virginia man who claims he was unemployed and looking for work when incorrect information was put online about him and damaged his chances of getting work. The Dow is up 46. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.